HKX, mobile.
KP2HXS.
How was your day?
Ah, went pretty good today. Went real good. We got to a certain point, and I'm heading to another customer, a fixed air unit, and I'm heading home.
Sorry, got a car cutting me off here. Tell you what, but good to hear you had a good day.
Oh yeah, had a great day. Had a great day. We got everything accomplished that we wanted to get done today. Then tomorrow we go back with the ductwork and start hooking that up.
They'll be outside doing something, that's for sure.
Say that again, I'm sorry. Say it again.
I said it has been a nice day to be outside doing something.
Oh, absolutely. We were right underneath the house. We were in the basement. It's a full basement, so we're not crawling around on our stomachs. We're not up in the attic. Nice job today.
Always nice. Mine's been a little frustrating today.
Oh, yeah? You get your truck back?
Yes, I got the truck back, and then other parts of it have given me problems, but I've got a phone call I got to jump out. KO4HKX, clear.
All right, Patrick, we'll talk to you later. KP2HXS.
HXS, this is KO4HKX.
Go ahead.
And customer calling.
No worries, no worries. I'm getting kind of close to my customer anyway. I'm down here and coming around downtown.
I appreciate you passing that information on the repair place this morning.
Oh, no worries, no worries.
See him this evening, I can pass that along to him.
He's good down there. He's real good. Very reasonable. I don't know what his turnaround time is, you know, probably a couple of weeks, but he's real good.
Like I said, I'll pass it along this evening, and he can do with it what he wants to after that.
There you go.
Work on the install today, tomorrow, is that what you said?
Well, this is a full rip out and redo. We set the equipment, I ripped out the return duct, and then I reconnected the return duct, and tomorrow I got to do the supply duct.
You making those out of metal, or are you making...
It's the trunk line is going to be spiral duct, and then we're going to put the 6-inch taps in there, and we're going to run 6-inch flex to the floor booths.
Doing the spiral stuff. I didn't know if you were doing one of the other rigid duct works.
Yeah, I had a plenum made, I had a supply plenum made, a metal one that is lined. I'm going to be putting a flat tap on that and then come off with the spiral duct, and then we cut the taps in there, the 6-inch taps, to hook up the flex to the floor boots.
I was just curious. Just making conversation today.
Well, I got nothing to hide.
Yeah, roger that. Same here. I got nothing to hide. I'm just, like I said, making conversation on my ride up the mountain. I'm done for the day.
In 4AZE.
All right, I'm getting real noisy downtown here, Patrick. Pick up the other station there. KP2HXS.
Dave, good to hear you out there, and be careful. And KO4HKX. Go ahead, dude.
Hey, what you had?
Anything.
I just stepped in, heard you said you wasn't hiding anything. I said, what's he hiding?
Nothing to hide. We were just carrying on a conversation. I was asking him about some of the work he did.
Your truck running good?
Great. Still having to deal with other issues in the box now.
Oh no, you got issues in the box?
Box that, long story short, I had a toolbox delivered before the storm that was supposed to be delivered to the customer. And one reason or another, they couldn't receive it, and so it's been riding around attached to the back door. Well, this morning it ripped the inner panel off the back door.
Did it hurt the toolbox?
Didn't hurt the toolbox, but luckily I was pulling into the driveway of a stop, and he helped me take care of it there. It's just been one thing after another this week, so. But we're almost through it. Tomorrow's the last day of the week for me, and we'll carry on as business as usual.
Well, I'm glad you got your truck fixed. I hate that your door did that, though.
That's the life of being a business owner. One fire to the next one, right?
One difference is you take it home with you.
You do that. So, what do you get into today?
I had to switch providers and, like, get rid of Spectrum.
Yeah. I ended up just firing all of them. I don't have any of it no more.
I have been on the phone. These guys are politicians. You know, all I want to do is get disconnected. I went to Verizon, you know, because my phone wasn't, what do you call it, unlimited. So I got there. It's unlimited. They got me on that plan. So then they talked me into this little box, little Wi-Fi box, and we brought it home and hooked it up, and heck, it works. We got a little Fire Stick with TV and stuff on it, and everything was working. So I called Verizon today to cut it off. Spectrum to cut it off, yeah. And, man, they must be trained to be like, you, no matter what happens, you do not hang up that phone with them disconnected. It's got to be that.
After that, I know exactly what you're talking about. They're persistent, that's for sure.
Look, all I want to do is I'll run these boxes up to UPS, drop them off, and you guys disconnect me, and we're good to go. And, well, the way our process works, since this was a storm, we have to handle it a different way. And I'm thinking, what? And he started going, and now here's what we can do for you. And I said, the only thing you can do for me really is just disconnect me and let me take my boxes back. Well, I believe I can help you this way. And, I mean, it was just never ending. They were not going to disconnect. So I got them to call me back tomorrow. I think I'm going to go another route. We're going to go, I think what I'm going to do is just go with data for right now and get rid of all the boxes. And then a little while later, go ahead and disconnect and do it in stages. You know what I mean?
But I can tell you an easy way to get them disconnected. And that's just don't pay them. They'll disconnect real quick.
Okay. So to do that, I've got to shut my card off, and I've got other things hooked to my card.
Call your bank and tell them. Block them. Don't. That's it. That's all you
got to
do.
Try that. Just tell them, look, don't let them. I think send me some suit papers or something, you know.
Try to get you for that last month and a disconnect fee and all that other junk. I mean, it's ridiculous what these companies do anymore.
He was asking me, what's the needs of the people this week? You know, I know you've probably been busy today.
Busy today. I will see if I can't update you on that in the morning.
In the meantime, I got to figure out. I got the guy, you know, he did make me an offer. This is strange. You know, the Verizon right now is, with this little Wi-Fi box, is $240, some change, for both phones and internet, unlimited. So, he said, I can do that, both phones, have your internet, everything, for $101. And I said, well, now, if you can do that, then we need to talk. So we scheduled, he's going to call me tomorrow around 2 o'clock, and we're going to, if he can do that, maybe we'll talk, because I'm just trying this Verizon thing out.
My comment to him is, if you could do that, why wouldn't you doing that already?
Off, yeah, yeah, because all of a sudden they come up with these deals.
And when you're getting ready to leave, they want to be loyal to their customer instead of just trying to get new customers all the time.
Box message a little while ago, and it said, due to the power outage, Verizon is not responsible to credit people for any of their downtime. they're only liable if it's gone out for like 2 hours or longer and for whatever other reason.
Printer's been hacked twice this week already. It's been in the news. So, I know for a little while this morning I didn't have Verizon service.
I'm sorry, it wasn't Verizon, it was Spectrum. Spectrum's the one that said that. They came, they're not responsible. They said it was the power company's fault, so they don't have to credit you anything. But I did tell that guy, I said, listen, you can do that. I said, so you can hook me up right now and we can see how that stuff you're talking about works. He said, yeah. I said, well, let's do that and see how it works. He said, oh, wait a minute, you have an outage in your area. I said, that's exactly why I went to Verizon.
Verizon's the same way, though. When you get ready to leave them, they'll do the same thing. So it don't matter which company it is, they're that way.
We'll do it in person right up the street on 123, and I can look them in the eye and tell them to disconnect me.
Verizon for, I don't know, 25-plus years. So they don't cut me any slack.
Same way on the cell phones. This is the first time I ever tried their, it's their Wi-Fi. It's like, I think when you got the cell phones and all, it's only $25 a month for the data cord, you know, the little machine and the internet, which, you know, we got our TV antenna, and we don't watch this HBO. All that stuff's gotten so nasty, we don't watch it anyway. So, you know, the little Fire Stick, we can pick what we want.
I cut the cord on cable TV and satellite, I don't know, 15 plus years ago. I've only been Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon. So that's pretty much it for me.
I'm not real TV savvy or any of that stuff, but we've got a Samsung TV, and it's got Samsung TV Plus and all that. Should that pick up Wi-Fi and work, or do I still have to have the Fire Stick in it?
No, you can put your TV on the Wi-Fi, and that, it'll work. Those Samsung Plus channels are pretty interesting a lot of times. If you ever hear N0TR on here, he's pretty up-to-date on those.
Samsung in the shop down there, and up here in the house is a Vizio. Well, we connected it right to the TV, but in the shop, I can't get it to work down there. I even ran a hard line to it, you know, and it's still, I can't seem to find a place to put in the, what do you call that, the name of the, you got a password and a name.
You're looking for your username and password. If you hit with the Samsung up, when it brings up the little bar across the bottom, if you'll scroll to the left, even though you can't see anything there, it'll bring up a little gear wheel, and that's where it's in there.
And I actually got to network and all that, and I did put a password. It actually showed up the name of the Verizon thing, but I just can't get it to work.
Passwords are case sensitive, so, and if you miss one little dot and tittle, you know what happens there.
One character I'm not sure about, and it's in the name. It's got a dash between the two words, but it's a kind of a long dash, and it's at the bottom of the word. Is that a space bar? I put it in as a dash.
Underscore, and it's shift, and up around the 9 key, number 9, somewhere in there. I can't remember exactly on the keyboard is the underscore.
That between the two words, and I just put a, that may be where I went wrong. I just put a long dash there in its place.
See that underscore, that's what it's looking for.
So that long line at the bottom, it needs that.
Part of the password.
Okay, then, because it looks just like it is on the unit, so it looks the same. So I guess I did that right. Maybe it's not, I do have it hardwired. I got that one cable, you know, the Ethernet cable run from the TV to the box.
The dash is in the middle of those numbers and not at the bottom. It won't work.
On the box, and so I put a low dash in there. It looks the same.
I'm just letting you know, it won't work if that, because one's a dash or a hyphen and the other one's an underscore.
Underscore in there then, because I said, that's odd. I didn't know if they were using that as a space or not, but I put it in. A little shorter, it's in the middle.
Get one of your grandkids over there, they'll show you how to do it.
You're old, right?
They'll show you how it works.
Run that thing back anyway and not have to use it. And if this Spectrum thing, if he can do both cell phones and the internet cable for $101 a month, I got to do that. Because right now I'm $240.
That's $150 a month. That's a chunk of change by the end of the year.
It adds up into the 1,000 area, you know.
Hey, did you get anything done on your car today? Or have you been dealing with that all day?
All day. Man, I was on the phone with this one guy for 2 hours. He would not, I mean, he would absolutely, he was like a politician. I actually told him to stop the politics, man. I just want to get cut off. And they will not even talk about cutting you off. They go into everything else. And I finally called him on it. And he said, I got to put you on hold. So I waited about 5 minutes. I knew what he was doing. He's gonna let me clear out, and I'm still hooked up. So I called him back and got another guy and he worked with me better. At least he's talking to me. He offered me a better deal, you know.
It's funny how that happens. But, dude, I'm going to clear out of here. I got to make a quick phone call. But good to hear you. And I will update you and Miss Vicky on the updated need list in the morning. This is KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.